This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Brian Foley is a market analyst for Business Jets, and he's had a chance to have a look at the very late jet market. And really, there's no surprise in the report that you put out today, Brian. The very late jet market isn't really a market into itself, is it?
That's right, and we thought it would be a good time to take a snapshot to see what it really is, because it now has a couple years under its belt of deliveries.
What's the assessment? I'm sure there's no surprises here.
Yeah, I think before deliveries, there was an effort in the market to try to position it as something new and revolutionary and something completely outside of the traditional business jet market. But I think in hindsight, we can see that that was just a little bit of market hype to help get that end of the market some recognition and a head start into the business jet market. But now that we have a chance and can look at what's happened the last couple of years, in fact, that's not the case. And what we see the very light jet market as being today, just a simple market extension downward. It's basically the subcompact of business jets, if you will. And deliveries have been very modest, I'd call them, for early on here. They've averaged maybe 200 a year, which is quite a long shot from some manufacturers in the past claiming that they themselves would be producing over 1,000 per year.
Oh, don't be shy, Brian. We're talking about Eclipse. And Eclipse is undergoing something of a revival. Have you had a chance to look at that?
Yeah, we've been sort of keeping our eye on that, and you know, we think it's a very noble effort of Eclipse Aerospace moving forward to support what's out there today. We just hope that the base of customers is large enough to make that enterprise succeed this time.
Well, why does aviation always seem to do this? There just seemed to be a real desire for the VLJ thing to work, and the few naysayers among us who were saying, well, no, it can't work, were kind of vilified for a while, and now they're looking pretty good. Why does it always go this way?
Yeah, I think what we're just seeing is that for VLJs to succeed, or really any category aircraft, I don't care if it's the next larger one, the next faster one, the next cheaper one, you need a couple elements to succeed. And what we've learned is generally you need a family of aircraft. You can't just hop on board into the industry with one airplane and go to business. And similarly, you need a marketing organization. You need a support organization, parts, everything that goes with it. You need deep pockets and resources. And most importantly, a business plan that's achievable. Because I think it's been proven in the past that with one program with over $1 billion invested in it, it crashed and burned. Money isn't always the only savior of programs like this. You need the infrastructure to be successful and an achievable business plan.
Okay, well, we're not finished with the development of the sector, although the three airplanes that I'm thinking of have never called themselves very light jets. They've called themselves personal jets. So we're talking about Piper's Piper Jet, Cirrus's single jet, and the Diamond D-Jet. Where do you see those fitting into all of this?
Yeah, it's sort of interesting how other players have tried to distance themselves from the VLJ label, the very light jet label. You know, that name was sort of tainted, and that caused some of the players like Mustang and Phenom to coin themselves the entry-level jets. And then on the other side of the spectrum, the smaller ones are now the personal jets. But I go right back to what we discussed earlier. I think we have to look at the manufacturer, the provider of these new smaller jets, and ask ourselves the same thing. Do they have an achievable business plan? Do they have the sales and service wherewithal to support these things once they're out there? And are they able to succeed with their business plan? Can they sell enough of these to pay their debts? And do they have the resources to go forward? I think when you ask yourself all those questions, a lot of these VLJ startups will disappear, and only a few will be left that are possible after that's done.
Do Piper, Cirrus, and Diamond have the market right? Is there a big enough market for a single-engine jet?
I think that's something the market will tell us. I suspect that, yeah, it's coming down the pike. Is there room for three? I'm not sure. There's, you know, two VLJs, two engine ones today that seem to be making a go of it. And in the end, it's going to be the companies, again, that go down, you know, that go back to the formula that's needed to be successful in this industry with a new entrant airplane, be it a VLJ or a BBJ.
Well, I appreciate your time today, Brian. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.